Hello, hello, and welcome. 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 Enough of that. To the Paisley Penny Arcade. How is everybody? How are you all? How is everybody doing? Welcome on in to the Paisley Penny Arcade. And today is Wednesday, the 11th of March. March 11. Yeah, yesterday was Mario Day. I think that's the first I've heard of Mario Day. March 10th. It spells Mario. Mar-I-O. What the heck? So today would be Marl Day. That's pretty good. Marl Day. Whatever that means. So I hope you're all doing well. You know, what the heck? What the heck? How is everybody? Is everybody good? Is everybody happy? I hope so. Renee's in the room. Hello, Renee. It's good to see you. Those of you listening on the radio at 12radio.com, thank you for doing so. Those of you listening in the future, thank you for doing so. No matter how far in the future that is, or how far in the past that is. Today's going to be an interesting show, I think. Technologically, we'll see if I can pull it off, okay? We'll just see how I can make this work, if I can make this work. Let me see what I got going here. I think I can make it work. I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. So we're going to try it. I'm going to talk to you about the Kipper deck. The Kipper deck is fascinating to me. I'm a newbie at it. I've only been doing it a few years. And for me, that's newbie-ism, because I've been doing a lot of stuff for a long, long time. And but the Kipper deck is pretty new. And I'll tell you how I found it, and I'll give credit where credit is due, because I believe in doing that. And I have my own deck, because I don't have copyrights on anything. And I've bought an app that has a Kipper deck in it, but, you know, I don't like it all that much, because it's kind of a romantic, and there's nothing wrong with that, but we'll talk about all of that. We'll definitely give it a good old talking to, which I think is a good idea. Renee said she enjoyed listening to CA and me yesterday on CA's show, CA's astrology show, which comes once a week, but I'm on it once a month, on the second Tuesday of every month. We have a really good time, and we've been doing that for literally years. I bet it's been 10 years, maybe a little bit less, maybe a little bit longer. And it's always been a lot of fun. So thank you, Renee. It was a lot of fun. We always enjoy that a great deal. That's on 12 Radio. It's also right here on YouTube. It used to be called Simple Tales. I think it's called Everyday Astrology, as a matter of fact. And you can correct me if I'm wrong on that. But I think it's called Everyday Astrology. She, of course, is a great astrologer, and writes a weekly column in the Power Peak about the week coming up. I also write a weekly astrological... No, I don't. It's not an astrological. I write a weekly column in the Power Peak about whatever crosses or falls out of my head. It's called Out of Mo's Mind, which used to be the name of my radio show. And then I left for a while, and I came back, and then this was born. But she's been doing, and I used to do a weekly astrological prognostication on Mark's site, and I stopped doing that. I used to do a weekly prognostication on the Denver Post, as a matter of fact, for quite some time, and that was. And I did one on AOL back in the early 90s. That's right. I was offered the position of the AOL psychic, and I turned it down because they wanted things that I don't like to do. and I spoke to the man himself, Steve Case, and he basically didn't fire me outright, but he made it let it be known that I would not be around for long after I spoke to him, mainly because I said I wouldn't do stuff that he wanted me to do, like predict who's going to die and stuff. And it's like, no, not my shtick, as they say. Pamela, welcome to the room. It's awfully nice to see you. What room? Come on over to YouTube. It's YouTube at Mo Abdelbaki. That's all you have to do. MOABDELBAKI. What sort of name is that? It's an American name. That's what it is. Ding. That's what it is. It's Egyptian. That's right. And actually, in the old country, my name wouldn't be that at all. My last name would be Zachariah. We do things differently in this country than they do over there. That's right. Excuse me. I have a sip of tea here. That's my daughter. That's my daughter that you're looking at. It's an old picture. And my son is right there. Well, you can't get the glare off him. There he is. And that's my granddaughter, who is now 10. So, yep. They're good people. Yep. My daughter made that stuffed animal back there, too. That otter. She made that when she was in junior high, I think. She was going to like get rid of it. I said, no, you're not. I'll take that. I've had it for years. I love that thing. I absolutely love that otter. So there we are. I'm a sentimentalist. Maybe you could tell. Speaking of the world, I wear this peace symbol. There you can see it pretty well. And I wear it every single day. Every single day. Every day. Saturday and Sunday included. And I do it because it's important to me, the concept of peace and what peace is about and what it's for. And in my way of thinking, we're at war again, one more time. There's certain people in with mouths speaking into microphones are saying that we're not at war. That we're just not at war. And I don't see how they can say that when we're dropping bombs on human beings and hurting them and killing them, and especially civilians. And apparently we did just that, although they're saying, no, no, we don't know that we did that. But other people are saying, it seems we did. And I, you know, as many people did, lived through the Vietnam War. I didn't go to Vietnam. I did not say that. I just said I lived through the era. And I, my first year of college, I went to a junior college in California where I met lots and lots and lots and lots of Vietnam vets. And I went to school with them. And I heard their stories. And I went back to Colorado and met some more Vietnam vets, and I went to school in Louisiana where I met lots of Vietnam vets. And the one thing that did I meet a lot of Vietnam vets in Louisiana? Some of them with some very serious issues. And I do know that war is a terrible thing. And I believe in peace. I believe in this very much. And it grieves me that we are not at peace right now. And it saddens me. And I'll just say that much. And I hope and I pray every morning when I put this peace symbol around my neck that peace will break out, you know? But it doesn't seem very likely right now. But I wear it and I hope for it. And I hope that when people see it, that they think about that. And they don't just say, oh, some old, you know, peacenik, some old hippie or something like that. There's nothing wrong with that, but I hope people will say, maybe we'll have some peace sometime. So that's that. It just saddens me that we're at war, and I don't care what people call it. They called Vietnam a police action for a long time. I stood in front of the Vietnam Memorial, Vietnam War Memorial, and fell apart. You know, when you know someone on that wall or some people on that wall, it does something to you. So that's just the world and the sadness of it, I guess. But we're here now, and we're friends, and let's spend some time together, and let's talk, okay? So today's about Kipper cards. And what are Kipper cards? Well, back in the 19th century, the 1800s, there was a lady by the name of Suzanne Kipper, or so they say. Yeah, wouldn't that be amazing, Pamela, for peace to break out? Yeah. Yeah. Suzanne Kipper was supposedly, this is all myth and so on and so forth, but she was German, and I guess she, story is, she lived in Berlin. I'm going to tell you where to get the book, okay? Where to get the book, who wrote the book, all that stuff. But she lived in, I believe, in Berlin, and you know, she was interested in stuff, and she eventually invented her own deck after living with gypsies or some such thing. I'm not going to get into it because I'll tell you where to find the authority. How's that? And she moved to Bavaria, and they're pretty far apart back in the 1800s. Let's give them that. So eventually a deck was invented, and the deck was known as the Kipper deck after her. Now, the mythology about her is as varied as the stories about Marie Antoinette Lenormand. And the two decks are similar in that they have 36 cards, and I think there are some cards that are the same. I know the Lenormand deck fairly well. I've got one right here somewhere. Right here somewhere. That's a vagary. But that is more or less where it ends. It's a different sort of way of reading. It's a very interesting manner of reading. I love it. And it's just, it's so unique. Let me tell you how I found it. I was bored to tears one day. It happens every now and then. But I've got a mind a little bit like a shark, and that if it stops swimming, it dies. Now, my mind doesn't die, but it gets into a lot of trouble. So I was just kind of saying, okay, I know. And what I did was I'd gotten a hankering to get involved with these La Loteria cards. La Loteria. These Mexican game cards. The Loteria is a bingo type game, you know, a sort of bingo. Yeah, that's the best way to put it. And I thought, okay, I'll get these cards. And you may, if you've seen my offering where I just took these cards out of the box, kind of cold, and just went through and did readings just, you know, with these cards. And that went pretty well, I think. I enjoyed it. But I love these cards for some reason. I just really like them. There's something very earthy about them, unpretentious as can be. And even though they're designed for a game that kids play and that adults play too, you know, and they have little sayings on the back that are very standard. El musico trompa de hul. I don't know how to pronounce this, so please. Ya no me quiere tocar el musico. And so there's a... That's not the right picture. There's a, you know, a musician. You know. So I was kind of looking for that. So I put in La Lotteria, and I ended up a site called, I think it was called at the time, yeah, the World Divination Association. The World Divination Association. And they had these cards, and, you know, a fellow had talked about using them, and lots of people use them as divination sources. And I thought, cool. Because I can order a set. You can get them from, you know, that big river in South America, if you know what I mean. I said, okay, let's, you know. But I was looking at the site, and I saw a reference to these Kipper cards. And I'd never heard of them before. And that, I thought, oh, well, what is this? What is this? So there was a person on there. Her name is Toni Poole. That's not her name anymore. Her name, I think, now is Toni Savory. I could be wrong. But I believe that's it. Or Toni Savoy. You're going to have to check it. But she wrote this book under the name Toni Poole. Maybe she's changed it. But it's the Geek's Card. The Card Geek's Guide to Kipper Cards. But back then, by Toni Poole. And she's very generous. It's an amazing book, in that it's as thorough as can be. It's truly thorough. And I got this from that rainforest source that has books and toilet brushes and, you know, hot sauce and anything you want. So, unless they want to sponsor me, I'm not mentioning their name. They can sponsor me. I'd be happy to mention their name. But, and it's, I find it to be well worth the price. And she is in England. She's across the proverbial pond. Now, she has also an app that you can buy that has her cards and spreads. But you can't buy it in this country, unfortunately. So I tried, and it doesn't work. I tried more than once, and it doesn't work. It just won't happen on this side of the pond, as the children say, which is way too unfortunate. Now, oh, I bought this in January of 2023. And the reason I know that is because it's one of those publish. You buy it, and it publishes books, I think, because I had to wait a while for it. So, it's a pretty good book. It tells you just about anything you need to know about the Kipper cards, what they are, how they work, and it also tells you all these different spreads that you can use, which I don't use. I don't use the spreads, but there's tons of spreads that you can use. Grand tableaus, like in the Lenormand, and I'm just going to tell you, I don't use them, and that's my fault if I don't. I often find that maybe I should, but I don't, because I think that they're remarkable. Why are they so remarkable? Because they're organic. There are 5 different types of these cards. Okay, so there's the website. The World Divination Association. And what she's doing is kind of collecting people who divine. I'm not sure what it's all about. I haven't paid that close of attention. Maybe I should, but, you know, I'm kind of, you know, fading away, so to speak. I'm not really. I'll turn into Paisley one day. But the cards are, I suppose I could have ordered her cards, but to be quite honest, they're just not my kind of cards. You can see them here. And if you, you know, look in the book, each card is shown. You know, you get a picture of it and so on and so forth. Now, whether you get this or not is up to you. It's called The Card Geek's Guide to Kipper Cards by Toni Poole. Poole. And she's changed her name, probably due to a change in marital status. That's a guess. And she's very generous because on YouTube, she has numerous videos where she goes through and explains how she does this. She also does Lenormand on YouTube that I've seen. I haven't seen much else because I haven't really looked. So that being said, that's giving credit where credit is due. I think that's very important. I got very excited about these cards, but I didn't have a deck. I had now there are other books out there, but they don't do what she does, which is to show you how these things work, which is quite fantastically, I think. Now, you're going to have to do without me for a while, and I'm sure that's okay. I'm sure you'll live. Let's go to the cards themselves. So we're going to use my cards. I got so excited I designed my own cards, but they're psychedelic. So let's shuffle the deck up here. And this is the... I'm just going to shuffle here. This is a thing called the Card Warden. Now, Card Warden is a remarkable, you can see right up, you can't see it at the top, but it's called Card Warden. You can get it for a couple of bucks. I mean, no more than a couple of bucks at your local app store, and it's good for Android or, this is on my little Mac thing, and you can get it for your pads, and it is just but you can really do some amazing things with it, you know. It's very, very powerful. I actually should have set this up to where you don't need to see me. I mean, I'm kind of boring, but you can see the cards. And the thing about it is that you can do some remarkable things with it, but you can also set up your own cards and you can play games. But what I did is I'm doing this so I can show you how Kipper decks work. Now, there are five different types of cards. There are character cards, and there are cause and effect cards. There are connector cards. There are stop cards, and there are, did I say cause and effect? Yes. And there are motion cards. Let's just start off, and let me show you kind of what happens here. So I'm not asking any particular question, but I'll just pull a card here. All right. And this is a movement card. Now, this card is actually called, this card is called change. So let's say I had asked a question about someone and I would say, okay, this is about change. But the motion of this card, the movement implied with this card, is from this side to this side. So if I had some other cards set up, another card somewhere, we would say that it's from here to here. But what I do is I say, okay, the motion comes from here to here. So you automatically are going to set up two more cards, you see. And so this is called commune, or what I might call birds of a feather. Now let me show you this card close up. If you really look carefully at this card, you might be able to see that this is a big cobra. And that there are a lot of other cobras in here, too. It's not easy to see. If you had the real cards, and I'm working on that. The company is not, I think, at fault. I think it's me. I screwed up passwords, and I realized I checked today, like 14 different passwords. And it's like, don't trust the computer to do it. I think I have to do it myself. But you can kind of take a look at these cards. I love this program for this. You can kind of see that this change, I designed it. The real card change is, I should take a look here. I think it's a carriage moving from one place to another. I like this idea of a train kind of shifting through time, like morphing through a different place. I just really love this concept, you know, that kind of turns me on. And this is Gloomy Thoughts, and it's a bat flying above or before Scorpio. That's the constellation Scorpio. And I just really, something about that, you know. So the first thing we do is we say, okay, what sort of cards are these? Well, this is a cause and effect card, and this card is a connections card. And I know it sounds complicated, but don't get upset. It becomes very easy after a while. And I'm going to, once the make playing cards, I submitted these cards just last night to them for sale. And if they okay it, then what I'm going to do is set up a deck of these cards with labels, with the words on them, so that, you know, you can they make sense. So what you do, since this card is a cause and effect card, we see that the cause of this of these gloomy thoughts is change, and we see the cause is on one side and the effect is here, and this is dishonesty. And what this is you can see is an octopus, you know. So we say, okay, here there's the cause. So what is the effect of that? This is, it's hard to see because of the colors I chose, which are kind of wild, but I like it, is a daffodil. But this indicates the living room. Now you're thinking, what the hell does that have to do with anything? What also indicates, interestingly enough, in the Kipper cards, the living room indicates sexuality, intimacy. So, and so this is, and remember, we don't have a question here. I'm just showing you how it can be used. Now on this side, we're still owed a card. And that's here. And this is a character card. All right. And this is a male card, you can tell. Now, what I did is I set up characters to be these big round things with like an eye. And those are three-dimensional paisleys, paisleys that have not unfolded into something else. You can see a paisley here. Well, this is actually a paisley right here, but it's part of something, because I figured that maybe at one time paisleys are conscious. Maybe they're always conscious. So you had to kind of crawl into my head a little bit. Maybe. I know you have to, you see, so this is, I know this sounds a little confusing, but once you kind of work with these cards for a while, it becomes very second nature. Once you get to know the cards, it's hard to know these cards because they're not labeled, but they would be labeled eventually. But I use them a lot, so I kind of know what's what. And this is a rich, supposed to be a rich person, a rich young person, and this is a lady because she's facing this direction. Now, I don't like labels like men and women and stuff, but that's how they, it's an old system. But I, you know, I call her kind of the cool chick, you know, that sort of thing, because I like to make it a little more hip. And yes, it's kind of a purplish color. The guy one is a different color. So, and you can see that it says things like add token and remove token and rotate. And this is all for gaming if you want to play games. So this from here, once we've been reading it while we go on, we can actually begin to actually read the thing as a totality. Now, there's no context here, so I won't really bother with that. But when you have all these different types of cards, the five different types, the character type, and there's seven of those. So there's a main character that's male, and there's a main character that's female, and they'll probably come up here. And maybe that's a good idea. Let me go ahead and just go through these cards so you can see what they look like, and you can get an idea of what they are in general.
Oh, you don't need... No, I don't want to shuffle. Forget that. I just want to... No. That's the last one. I guess they're backwards in there. That's called Hope. Hope in the Big Water. And so that's kind of an underwater seaweed there. And that is a stop card. And when you get a stop card, you stop. You know, so sometimes that's just one. This is called The Big Journey, and emphasizes it. It means a long period of time. And the movement, this is a movement card, and the movement goes like this, this way. I love that. Up and this way. So if you're doing a reading, and let's say you're going to put a card here, and put a card here, right? To, and so you read this card and then that card. I mean, how cool is this, right? This card is work, right? And I didn't even realize till after I had drawn this that the word solo is here, like, right? S-O-L-O. And I didn't mean that, but that's just how I drew it. I thought, oh, that's pretty cool. You work by yourself. And then you've seen the bat, and the bat is a cause and effect card, gloomy thoughts. And I've renamed all of these, you know, because that's just kind of what I do. This one is called Sorrow. And it's a T-Rex, kind of, with a peace symbol here and things in it. And it really, I call this one Memories. Because it's something I saw once when I was about 20 years old. That's as far as I'll go with that one. But this one is also a stop card. So if you're reading along and this one comes up, you just read it as sadness, something that makes you sad. Here's this one. Oh, this is illness. And this is, as illness, this is a... An attachment card. You add one on either side, and that's a huge whale sounding. In a thing, a whale could never get up that high. But the illness has to do with one of my obsessions, and that's Moby Dick. I love that book. And in Moby Dick, after Ahab, as a harpoonist or harpooner, loses his leg to Moby Dick. He goes kind of mad, and they lash him into his hammock, and this is a fever dream, and I have a feeling that he might have seen something like this. And because it's a negative, the whale would normally be white, but it's not, right? And that's because that's what he's seeing. And so yeah, it's a connection. That's the word I'm looking for. So let me just take a quick break. What'd I do? I did something, but we're back. It's easy to do things. So I hope this is making some sense, and I hope you're enjoying this, but let me get back to it then. I just wanted to check the chat room and see if anyone had anything to see and say. Anyway, back to it. Anyway, so the way, I'm not going to go through all these. Let me get to the main characters. So you can just see how I envision those, because I think that's really what I wanted to show you. And we'll just do some of these. This card right here is normally a military person, and I have renamed it, in my opinion, a sentry, mainly because I like that idea better. It's prickly. It stands at attention. It does the job. You know, it's going to be there. I like this one, the buffalo. This is home. Well, it's not going to do it. Because there's too many of them, I think. That's all right. Let me get to the one I said I was going to get to. Oh, I know what I can do. I can flip it over. There it is. That's the main character number one, which is usually considered male. It's facing the right. And you can see here the paisley shape, right? And there's another one here. So what if paisleys are conscious? See, I don't think that's too weird. And here is the main character number two. Come on, do it. There we go. And that's the other one, the female one. Now, in a normal deck, if you know, the normal deck, that would be a woman, right? And the other one would be a man. But they also show you the direction to go with when you're doing this. So let me go ahead and load in a new deck. Yes. I'm telling you, this is a great little program for a couple bucks. You have to learn how to use it, but there are YouTube has things that'll teach you how to use it very quickly. It'll suck the juice out of your whatever it is you're using. So let's ask a question. Let me come back for a second because I can't see the chat room unless I come back here. So, does anyone in the chat room, if you're still awake, do any of you have a question that we can ask? I'll have a drink here. Some sort of question that we could ask, because you can ask just about anything. Now, one thing I like about this is that it takes a lot of inference. You can ask yes or no questions. You can ask just about anything, and you have to really kind of use your brain or what some facsimile thereof in my case. I'm not sure I have my own anymore after all this. I use whatever I can. Well, no volunteers. So let me... How best to use this tool? That's a good question. So let's go back to it. How best to use the tool? All right, let me shuffle again. Now, those of you listening on the radio, don't get frustrated. You can always come back and take a look. Work. All right, work, and that's a stop card. So now it's okay. So the answer is work. So just work at it. Work at it, practice. That seems pretty to the point. Now, the question is, does Card Warden imitate the use of the cards? I've used both, and it does a pretty good job of reproducing. I've actually developed a game to play, not with these cards. I've developed some other cards, and it does a pretty good job of replicating, that sort of thing. All right, how about how should you become comfortable with this particular oracle other than work? All right. Well, that's a card that deals with honors, high honors. Well, that's a stop card. How would I interpret that? Receiving high honors. Oh, I know what that means. Be proven right. So you have to go out on a limb and have someone say, yep, that worked real well. Well, that of course means being proven wrong, too. So someone has to say, wow, that was pretty good. You did a good job. All right. Well, that makes sense. I mean, that's how any of us... I know someone who recently wrote me and said that they were at a party and someone asked them to do cards and they did tarot and they did very, very well and it was extremely well received and they, to them that was a very wonderful thing. So, yeah. That's how the only way that you're going to feel comfortable with it is to receive those high honors. That's a good answer. I like that answer. How about what was I saying when I designed these cards? All right, so we take the next two cards, one here, the beginning of the journey, the long journey, and the time that she gives is it can be like up to 3 years. So the prison, yeah. Well, I know what that's about. That's being caught in my own head, and dishonesty, which is a cause and effect, and going that direction, and that's hope. All right. Was I sane when I designed this? So we put the cards down. Now we can read it. So I suppose we could say that I was bored. I consider the prison card to be a form of obsession. If you could get caught in your head and you feel like you're just stuck there, obsession is a form of prison. Being bored is a form of prison. Being OCD is a form of prison. There are lots of forms of prison. Being incarcerated is a form of prison. Let me show you this card and you can see what this looks like. Yeah, maybe you can get a feel for that. So, you know, whatever. And so we go on this journey, and this is, I call this disguise. It's supposed to be dishonesty, but the reason I chose an octopus is because they're masters of camouflage, and they're brilliant, and this is how they survive. They survive by the ability to change with their environment. And this, in to me, it's not about dishonesty as much as it is being able to survive in any situation. And then there's this, which we just saw. And then this is about moving this direction here, which is hope, ultimate hope. So was I crazy when I... No, it was a hope. It was a looking for an outlet, trying to find something that I could express myself with. Interesting. See, now this is where this can really be something that allows you to think, something that allows you to really use your own mind fully. Oh, Pamela, I'm sorry to hear that. She said she's listening, but under the weather. The brain is meh today. Yeah, meh. I understand. Actually, I started out the day a little bit, definitely under a little bit. Renee says, if your first card is a stop card, your answer is in that one card until you ask another question. Well, that's a good question. Yes, but you can also further go forward. I do. If it's a stop card, I'll ask a different aspect of that question, but I'll further it. For example, I asked a bunch of questions about the Epstein files the other day, and I got some stop cards, but I went forward to get more answers, and they were answered. They were answered. Yeah. But the answers are very specific and concise when you get that. Or sometimes you can get, I've had answers to questions that took up the entire table. And what you're seeing is actually a part of the green area because I wanted you to be able to see the cards. I've actually filled it and had to make the cards smaller to fit within the area. So it's really kind of an amazing thing. But let's do some more so you can kind of see what happens here when you have a bit of a spread. But that was our first kind of spread. So yeah. So let's go ahead and put these back. We'll just gather these up. We don't have too many. Put them here. Make a deck. Flip them. Shuffle them. Come on with me. Put them back. And shuffle the whole mess. Let's ask, what could we ask here? Something about are we being, let's ask an obvious question, are we being told the truth by our government? Let's do some politics here. And so what we get here is the young rich guy, the young rich guy, okay? That's what it's called, young rich man. And, okay, young rich man. Going this, so this is a directional card as well, but it's a main character. So here we have receiving honors, high honors. That's a stop card. So we have to infer then what is being said there. Young rich man receiving honors. Well, that would seem to say, okay, just stop. But I'm not going to stop because I want to know what, so what does that mean? Give me some more information here. Aha, all right. This is called his thoughts. And no barking yet. So he's not crazy, right? I may be, but he's not. Now, you notice he's kind of giving the peace sign here up in this corner, and you'll find out if you decide to go further with this that one of the things about this is that up in this corner here, whatever card is up here, and what sometimes you'll end up with huge spreads, and you'll see that these kind of aha, what do we have here? We've just seen this card, and this is the octopus, which is dishonesty, right? Or camouflage, or maybe we could call it deception. You should have different names, like lots of different names for these cards. So here we have this, his thoughts. Whose thoughts? Well, maybe let's put this here and we say, okay, what are his thoughts? His thoughts are to deceive, to disguise. Okay, now who are we talking about? Well, we don't really know that yet. Can we narrow it down? Oh, his thoughts about what? Well, perhaps about a woman. Maybe we could put this here. And there will be a card on this side. Because why did I do that, first of all? Well, because this is a directional card, right? Yeah. This is the cause. It's actually a cause and effect card. So that's the cause, and this is the effect. So actually, this should be here. I'm sorry. This is the cause. So the cause would be a woman, and the effect would be here. Now, you haven't seen this card yet. This card is expectations. Expectations. It doesn't look like this in the regular Kipper deck. This is a cosmic scarab. And I just came up with these ideas of what they looked like to me, what they made sense to me about. So this is a cause and effect card. Let me think for a second. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Yes, it is a cause and effect card. But with this, the cause is here and the effect is here. So we pull this here, and we have sorrow, which we saw earlier, memories. But here it's just sadness. So the sadness was, and so we might say, let's take a break and see. The sadness was the cause and the effect was deception. And we have here of a woman. Or was the woman the cause and the effect was the expectation, but the cause was the sadness? So you get to work with all of this, you know, and you think about it and you create a story. Now, we still don't know of whom we're speaking because we didn't ask a real solid question. But if you have a solid question, see, and here we say, aha, this could be about a military person. And one thing you'll learn is that when you're talking about a military person, there's a possibility of someone else down here, his final answer being down in this corner. And that's especially true when you do big tableaus. And that, so this is down here. And you're not going to know this. You kind of look at it. And these are both stops, you know. So we would just, I might call it quits at that point, right there. And so you can see that there's, oh, you can't see it. It's out of frame. Here, I'll put it here. That's there, but it would be down there. So this is it's, you can see that there is this organic sense to it, that it has the ability to move. It has the ability to grow in such a way that you really have a lot of fluidness with it. A lot of fluidity, I should say. I love this. And there's just something about it that really turns me on. I spend a lot of time experimenting with this. I'm still in the experimental stage, still working with it. But I like what I've learned so far. And I'm sure I'll keep using it. I used it a lot for delving into issues deeper and more so. But I wanted to present it to you just for fun, just to say, okay, here it is. I'm not trying to sell cards because I haven't done that in years and years. And when I tried to revive my cards on Make Playing Cards, oh my God, what a... And I don't think it's their fault. I mean, they do purge the cards. As a matter of fact, they completely, I think they shut down my shop. I'm trying to get it back going again because it had been out of production for so long. But this is the book again by Toni Poole. I believe she has changed her name. So go to World Divination Association.com. I think is what it is. And you can, if you're interested, and they're into Lenormand, they're into all sorts of things. But if you're interested in Kipper, and here is, for example, one of her, you know, like if you're going to do a, see, this is kind of what the motion, you can see the motion cards and stop cards. And I mean, it's really fascinating. I couldn't wait to get into this. And I have not been disappointed. It's work, you know, to learn the cards. And you can see how smart she is. She's actually labeled her cards. She put words on them, like main character and letter. You could tell my letter card actually has a pen writing on it, you know. But I love my deck. I mean, I really do. I enjoy using it very much. It's a lot of fun. And I think it's pretty. And I like psychedelic stuff. And it's just some of it's very... You go, look at it and you go, what was he thinking? Renee just said Barnes & Noble. So there you are. There you are. Has the book you are showing. Excellent. I don't care where you get it, you know, if you even get it. I just wanted to present it as an option because there are other Kipper decks out there that don't have the motion aspect, and there are other books that don't have that part of it. And I'm telling you, in my opinion, if they don't move, what good is it? The original deck had these motion things going in it, and it's part of the Romani tradition, the Gypsy tradition. And I think for it to be as good as it is, you have to have that in it. Okay? That's just my point of view. That's all I'm saying. If you want to really have the power in this deck, you have to have that action in it, that sense of motion. I'll do it again sometime, but I just wanted to present it. This is Introduction 101. All right, and that's it for this week. I muddled through that. I don't know if it was even something that, I mean, I just, who knows if it was worth doing or not, but I enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed it as well. And you know, what can I say other than I had a good time? And until next week, I wish you all peace and I wish you all love. Be safe. I love you all. I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Until next we meet, I'll be waiting for you right here in the Paisley Penny Arcade. 1, 2,